Our Coaches Insight programs, they continue on here tonight on at Care 93.7 FM. I'm Brandon Tamman. We talk ACCHS hoops, and we are joined now by the Tiger girls coach, that is Andrew Eckert, brought to you by L&L Construction and Taco John's. Tigers off to a 2-0 start, victories against Horton and Sabetha this week to kick things off, and we'll dive into that Blue Jays game here in just a moment, Coach, but got to be pleased for the most part, I would say, you know, two games in and a 2-0 start.
Yeah, the girls are playing really good. We're shooting the ball a decent clip, but there's just some small things we've got to figure it out. But it's already an improvement from last year. You know, kind of like we talked the first week, last year we learned how to play varsity, and now we're learning how to finish varsity games. So it's a good good progression.
Well, let's talk about just kind of the differences maybe between those first two games. You know, on Friday last week, it was against Horton at home. You win that game 50-31, and then a little bit lower scoring, a little more defensive-minded in the win against Sabetha this week, that final 37-29. What would you say maybe was the key difference or two in how those two games played out?
I think the first game, I think there was a lot of jitters in the first half, and then once we calmed down, we were able to find some open looks, and we were able to hit them. Last night, I felt like we got up to a pretty good lead there. I think we were up by almost 20. And then Sabetha amped up the pressure a little bit, and we didn't take as good of shots anymore. It's a learning experience there too, because last year we didn't play with that big of a lead or leads very often. So it's a good experience to play with leads and learn how to complete these games.
Talking with ACCHS girls basketball coach, that is Andrew Eckert. A couple more minutes here with our Coaches Insight programs on Care 93.7. It's brought to you by L&L Construction and Taco John. So, again, you sit here in 2-0, and it doesn't get much easier for your matchup on Friday night. You go to a top-10 team in 2A in Donovan West. Mustangs are also off to a 2-0 start. What can you tell us about your Friday night opponent?
They're going to play aggressive man-to-man defense. Coach Smith has them amped up every game and every possession. It's going to be a tough one, and I think it'll be a good measuring stick for us and see where we're at and see what we need to work on.
Is there similarities to maybe what they do from what you've seen, you know, in your first two opponents with Horton and Sabetha, or is this a completely different team that you're seeing on Friday?
To be honest, it's a completely different team. I feel like Sabetha, they're physical like D West, but they play a lot more zone. D West is going to play us man to man full court, and it's going to challenge us. So. But we're looking forward to it, and like I said, we got to see where we're at. We got D West Friday, and then we turn around and play Centralia next week, so it'll be a good measuring sticks for us here in the next week.
Yeah, you see a top 10 team in 2A and Donovan West on Friday, and then Centralia right now, the number 2 ranked team in 1A Division 2. So again, just going back to Donovan West for Friday night, just give us a few keys and kind of the expectations for this one.
We got to continue to work on our taking care of the ball. Like I said, this is going to be a team that pressures us more in man-to-man. And we got to make sure we're taking care of the ball. We've done a pretty good job for stretches taking care of the ball, but then we have just a couple possessions here or there where we're turning it over. So we got to make sure we're taking care of the ball, playing good defense, and hitting the boards.
There it is, Andrew Eckert, ACCHS girls basketball coach, presented by L&L Construction and Taco John's. Tigers 2-0. They get another 2-0 team on Friday night. They'll be at Donovan West. Good one there between the NEKL and the TVL. Coach, we really appreciate the few minutes, and we'll talk to you again next week.
That sounds good. Thank you, Brandon.